Today is April 28th, 2026, and this is your weekly Sweet Cherry Growing Degree Days update for the Pacific Northwest. Based on yesterday's weather data, the season is continuing its modestly early pace, running slightly ahead of the past few years in both the early and later districts. We are seeing a relatively early spring progression so far across all cherry growing regions in Washington and Oregon, without any extreme acceleration. Let's take a closer look at the districts. In the early and warmer areas, Tri-Cities has accumulated 782 growing degree days. This sits above the 20-year average of roughly 705 and also above the 10-year average of 713. Mattawa is close behind at 759 growing degree days, which is also ahead of its 20-year average of 619 and its 10-year average of 629. Turning to the later and cooler districts, Chelan stands at 498 growing degree days. This is noticeably ahead of its 20-year average of 378 and its 10-year average of 390. Brewster North has reached 626 growing degree days, while Stemmelt is at 436. These cooler sites are showing respectable accumulation relative to their historical patterns, helping to keep the overall pace balanced. Now for the harvest spread between the early Tri-Cities district and the later Chelan district. The current accumulated difference is 284 growing degree days. Compared to the 10-year average spread of 323, this represents about 88% of normal. This puts us in a normal spread category. While it is on the lower end of normal, it still suggests a reasonably spaced harvest, with typical high peak days that should remain generally manageable for the supply chain. Looking ahead, these growing degree days accumulations point to a sweet cherry harvest that is tracking on a fairly standard timeline, with good progression from the warmer early districts into the cooler later ones. For the supply chain, this normal spread should allow for typical coordination of labor, packing capacity, and shipping logistics without the extreme compression that creates major bottlenecks or the excessive stretching that can lead to lighter volume periods. Packers, shippers, and growers can plan with reasonable confidence, though as always, the final timing will depend on weather in the coming weeks, specific variety development, and overall crop loads. Stay tuned for next week's update as we continue monitoring the heat units driving the season forward.
This report was generated by David Marshall of AgriManagement with the help of Grok AI and read by an automated voice from AI Studio.